Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 180.
Ooh.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
What's up?
My name is Chris Ferricchio. I am here with Travis Baum.
What up?
And Jeff Torney.
What up?
What the fuck was that?
I'm in a good mood.
That was an excited Jeff. Today we are talking about whether or not Sony and Microsoft have to worry about Nintendo and their stupid shit that's coming out. Anyway, before that, we're going to do distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
It's going to be one of those days with Jeff.
Yes,
you
want to
play
is.
Another Zelda or Metroid?
Or Mario?
Yeah,
Jeff, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. Doing good. I'm in a great mood tonight. I can't even explain why, really. I just am.
Because you just drank a whole beer?
A whole bottle of wine, but that might have something to do with it. But other than that, I'm just, things are good, I guess. I don't know. I'm just having a good day. Work went okay. It wasn't totally shitty. And
well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
It was a plus, right? You know, I didn't want to jump off a bridge. Oh, long weekend. Yeah, it's a long weekend coming up.
Is it?
Canada. Yeah, we have a Monday off. It's a Victoria Day weekend. We celebrate the whole Queen shit over in England.
The Queen shit.
Yeah, so we get a long weekend, and we're going to have some barbecue with some steaks, some burgers probably, and lots of beer and all that kind of stuff. So it should be good times.
Sounds like a blast.
Cool.
It'll be awesome.
Ours is
no cornhole, though. I'm sorry, Chris.
No cornhole.
Oh, okay.
No, absolutely not. That's illegal in Canada.
Yeah.
What about beanbag toss? How about that?
Oh,
that's fine. That's
totally
okay.
Cool.
Okay. That's
okay. Right, cool.
Yeah. What about you, Travis?
Actually, you know what? I didn't talk about this last week, and I should have. But Megatron and I went to the Distant Worlds music of Final Fantasy. And it was done by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.
That sounds
It was fantastic. It was really, really cool. And the place erupted too, man, because when the show came out, they introduced the symphony and then the conductor, and then the conductor waved his arms to the side to off stage, and fucking Nobu Uematsu came out and like did his bow and waved, and dude, the place went insane. It was so cool to see the legend himself, the guy who made all this music, after all these years. Sitting there, a few rows in front of us. It was really neat. No, actually, it was really cool, man. A lot of Final Fantasy 13 music. So, that was kind of off-putting. It was weird because, Nobu didn't write the music for Final Fantasy
for
13.
13.
Yeah, it was weird. So, anyway. But that was a good time. We had had fun
did
with that.
Did they play Sephiroth?
Yes, they did that at the – that was the encore performance, and after they finished it up, the conductor brought Nobu back on stage and like, well, we have something else special for the people. Because I was actually telling Megan, I'm like, if they don't play One Winged Angel, I am completely asking for my money back. That's what you come here to see. And I was – in the booklet, it tells you the entire set list of what they're going to play. One Winged Angel's not on there, and I'm like, whoa,
right.
Seriously?
Yeah, the encore performance is never on there.
Yeah,
I think when I went a few years ago, and I think they did the same thing. They had One Winged Angel on for the encore.
But the cool thing about it was when Nobu was on stage when they were about to start the encore, and so Nobu went around into the back where the chorus is. So they had a 25-person chorus, so he went in the back and sang with the chorus. It was really awesome. It was really cool to see that. So, but yeah, other than that, nothing else new. Loving the job still. You know what? Just like Jeff, life's good. I'm happy right now. I'm kind of pleased.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, somebody's got to bring it down. What's up, Mr. Poopy Pants?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it because nobody really gives a shit about when I talk about my kid. No.
Oh,
no.
My God. What? That one time was funny.
I'm just kidding. Funny. God damn it. Shut up.
So anyway, moving on.
We love Liam, even though you don't know it.
Liam is sick as hell.
Oh, really?
So,
he has a cold, a double ear infection, and a double ear infection and pink eye in both eyes.
Mm.
So,
okay, Chris, stop farting.
I know. I gotta stop farting on his pillow.
What?
I know it's funny at the time.
Jeff
Chris.
And I are on the same page. We're good.
Yeah. Seems funny, but either one or two things: stop farting on his pillow or stop drinking before putting him to bed. One or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did, however, get to ride a motorcycle for the first time. That was interesting.
Okay, so wait. So you wanted to buy a motorcycle before you've even driven one ever?
Yes. That is correct.
All right.
Yeah.
No, moving on. That's all I wanted. I wanted to follow that up with.
But my father-in-law has a 950, which is way more than I needed at this point.
Right.
So, and you know, he's like, you know, it's just like driving a 5-speed. You know, you're going to hit the throttle a little bit and let off the clutch a little bit and you're going to start taking off. I was not expecting how much power this motherfucker had behind him because I was like, all right, I'm just going to, you know, give it a little bit of throttle. And I seriously thought the bike was going to take off without me. I almost flew off the back. I was like, holy shit. So after I got used to that, you know, I mean, we went to a school and I did laps around like the bus ring or whatever. And, so just kind of get
the feel of it. Was there track and field going on or you wait till after school?
We waited till after. It was on Saturday, dude.
Oh, okay, cool. So you need to make sure of these things, you know.
No, it was while all the buses were there, so I was like just buzzing by them. It was great.
Were you listening to the Full Throttle soundtrack as you were riding around?
Road Rash. Road Rash.
A little bit of Soundgarden.
Yeah, Soundgarden. There you go. But, you know, it's a little different because, you know, just, you know, it's all different muscle memory from what I'm used to, you know, driving a stick. But, you know, I'm going to see how it goes. I'm going to go and look at some stuff this weekend. And I have a feeling that I'm just going to go small and for the time being get like a scooter just to save me money. And that's because that's really all it's about. So I'm going to drive around on a scooter just like Jason was for a while.
You're so manly, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Going to have some drinks of Zima with my friends.
That's two Zima we'll references in 2 weeks. I love it.
I know, really. Too. Right. Sam
do now, the one I'm looking at, though, is a 250 scooter, which is actually pretty good for a scooter. So we'll see how it works out. I don't know. I'm either going to get a 650 bike or a 250 scooter. That's where I am right now.
That's awesome, man. No one's going to make fun of you.
You know, the thing is, everyone will make fun of you, but inside they're like, I want to take that for a ride. Like,
That's true. That is true. As much as I fuck with you, Chris, I'm always going to want to ride that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? When I show you the 85 miles to the gallon, you'll probably be even more jealous.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, tell that to the guy who owns a fucking Ferrari.
I get 7. Hey, let's do this. What are we drinking?
Ooh, I was drinking wine until I just, like, gulped an entire glass within introductions.
Nice.
It's going to be one of those nights. Jeff has inspired me.
I am drinking the Stella Artois, of course.
Very cool.
My beer of preference.
I had to kind of improvise because I didn't know what I had. I
found moonshine and gravy.
I found some rum. It's Bacardi, so nice, well, Bacardi's okay. And I was like, what can I mix with rum? And I looked around my
Pretty
house. So I was like, oh, look, apple juice.
Oh no, that's pretty bad too.
Well, it's actually pretty tasty.
Well, Liam's sick, really? He's not going to be able to ingest anything. You could use some of that like Similac or whatever the shit's called. Get that coconut flavored stuff, mix it up with that Parrot Bay.
We don't have formula, dude. Sorry.
Oh, you use booby juice?
Booby juice. Oh, like it's all about the booby juice.
Nice. Okay, we're 10 minutes in, have not talked a single video game. How about we do that, guys?
We should do that. Travis, you start.
Okay, the only thing I play was L.A. Noir.
Let's talk about L.A. Noir.
Let's jump right into that.
Okay, so the new Rockstar
renders
joint.
Renders everything else useless. So,
yeah, the new Rockstar joint. It's supposed to be the greatest game ever, perfect 10. Boy, this game, even though I'm having fun with it, it is flawed.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Well, what do you think's bad with it? Okay, first of all, before we go into what's bad, what do you like about the game, Travis? Well, because like, I was like, I have no – it was like Red Dead. I don't care. I have no interest in this game at all.
Right.
And I got suckered in from the hype.
Well, I was all about it. There was no way I was not going to get this game. So yeah, I picked it up day one, and I'm playing it. And first impression, I'm like, okay, yes. Graphics overall look okay. They're not bad.
I'd say they're above average.
Yeah. Facial animations, fantastic. Wow. Let's just talk about the obvious first. The best facial animations to date. It's great. It's literally the actor up from the top of the forehead all the way down to their throat. You can just see everything perfectly. Some better than others.
I actually
think the main character, Cole Phelps, is nowhere near the best looking character. No,
not at all.
I'll be honest with you. I was the amount that we played on like Tuesday night.
Right.
The two characters that impressed me the most were. That first chick that you interrogate.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And then, and then your captain.
The captain, Donnelly. Awesome. Yeah, he's the homicide.
Looks really good.
The homicide captain is probably one of the best, in the game. Also, your homicide partner looks really,
yeah,
really
good. Yeah. He's from something I haven't put on, I haven't put my finger on.
I don't
yet,
know what it is too, but that happens a lot. They're actually.
Everyone in this game, you will know from somewhere.
Yes, there are a lot of actors in this, like, Parkman from Heroes is somewhere in there.
I haven't met him yet.
Really? I didn't
there.
Know that.
Yeah, he's in there. And the tall, skinny, lanky guy with kind of like the big nose from the Guild, the bald-headed looking dude.
The guy who played the old, I know who you're talking about.
He's a bum standing outside. He doesn't have a main part. You don't interrogate him, but he's a bum.
Oh my God, is he the one who comes up to you and says, I know you from high school?
Exactly. That's him.
Dude, that's I knew he looked familiar. I was like, that guy looks familiar, but I was like, he can't be anyone because he's just a bum at the side of a fucking.
Yeah, and then you guys will know this. The guy, the younger guy who's like Hispanic, tall, bald head, the guy who's the bartender from How I Met Your Mother, he's a bartender in one of the homicide cases.
Oh my God, he is. He's the one you go to when you talk to how far
he
are tell you
guys? He tells you to go across the street to go to the fruit stand.
Okay, then are you sure he's not
that
the
is
guy?
Him.
Okay, because there's another bartender who definitely looks very familiar.
Yep.
Now that I think about it, he might be the guy who's in the office who plays no, I don't know who the fuck he is. Hmm. He looks very the guy who tells you to go in the back room, the guy he's kind of a loner by himself.
Right. Right.
That guy.
What I'm going to do, I don't want any more like stars like kind of surprised for me.
So I'm
waiting till I finish the game, and then I'm going to go to IMDb and I'm going to see what actors are in there and everything. So there's a lot of cool people that just pop up randomly in there, and it's really cool to see that. But yeah, the facial animations top notch and everything. But one of the things, and let me actually go into the problems, one of the problems with the game. And it's one of the things they touted was one of the main features. And during the interrogations, you can read their faces, and you can tell that they're lying or not. Now, the two problems here. Okay, well, one problem and one okay thing. The problem is that you can't tell whether they're lying to you or not because now props to them. You can tell that they're trying to act that way. And it's either like a binary thing for me. I can tell that they're looking.
You can
suspicious.
Know they're telling the truth right away. Like, the truth is easy. Doubt or lie is the hard part.
Exactly, because
right.
Their looks are binary, but you have three choices.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And the question is, like, okay, truth, I can tell you're being truthful. You look at me right in the eyes, you're not looking away. But, like, when they're being doubtful or they're flat-out lying to you, they're still kind of doing the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself just failing these, but I know they're bullshitting me. And I'm calling them out on the bullshit, but yet I'm still failing them. And that's what's getting me about these interrogations.
Same here. And I think the problem is a lot of the evidence you have could kind of go towards a lot of the things that they say, but it's literally like in that part of the game, basically, it's like one of those puzzles where you have like the list on the left-hand side and you have the list on the right-hand side and you got to match them up with the fucking lines. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like a third grade exam.
Yeah,
it's
dude. Like- for
just
real,
draw
that's
a line to the right.
That's
one,
horrible.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's kind of is what it is. Like for real, because like if you get doubt, you don't have to match anything up. But just kind of like, I think I'm pretty sure you're lying, but I'm not too sure that basically what you're kind of saying is bullshit. But the problem is that's a set answer in the game where it's not like an out where it's like if you don't have the evidence and you pick doubt, you get the point. If you pick doubt and you have evidence or not, you get it wrong. So you really have to read, like, your evidence in your evidence queue or whatever really has to match up with what that character said. And my problem with the game so far in interrogations is it's very, very vague. Like, sometimes the witness will say something, or the victim, not the victim, usually. Usually the victim's dead, but the...
usually.
Yeah. you'll ask them a question, and they'll answer, but they're not really saying much of anything. And then the thing will pop up, and be like, I don't really even know what to do here, because they'll see something so vague or so that's not really related, and then, I don't know.
And that gets worse later in the game. Like, you'll literally get situations like, tell me about you and your relationship with you and the victim, and the person will go, yeah, they were nice.
Exactly!
And you're like, whoa, that's it?
Okay. Yeah, perfect example of this exactly what I'm thinking of is one of the earlier cases, so I'm not really spoiling anything, it's one of the ones where you have to, a bunch of actresses, basically two actresses get, they drive off a cliff, of course there's foul play there.
That was the first one that pissed me off. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you talk to a young girl in a hospital, and you're like, what is your relationship with this basically one of the why can I think of the freaking word suspects? Then one of the suspects, and she says, "Oh well, he's a producer, and obviously blah blah whatever." And so I'm like, "Well, that's true, he is." And she's like, she's giving the look like she's lying, but what she said was true. So I'm like, "Okay, well, what do they want me to do?" It's like, "What am I evidence?" And I'm like, "Okay, well, I don't even know what I'm trying to prove wrong here or right, because what she said was actually true, but she's doing the shifty eyes thing." So the first time I do it, I'm like, "She's telling the truth, truth." And this is where my big gripe with the game comes. It tells you whether you're right or wrong right away.
Right away.
Right away. Like, but it does musical cues, but you know, there's like, it's almost like being like a ding if you're right, or like a yeah. wah, wah, wah,
yeah.
if you're wrong. And then, of course, when it crosses out on your list, your notepad, it says an X there or a check mark. So that drives me crazy, because right away I do that, I'm like, okay, well, obviously it's not the right one. And my biggest problem with the game is it does that, and I find myself reloading saves all the time.
Which kills the experience.
Totally kills the experience.
And to feed off of that, that's where I'm kind of struggling with this game, because I find myself all the time, like case by case, I will completely botch, like 0-for-4, like completely botch an entire interrogation. And I'm at the point where, like, I do not like this game. And then,
I go on
and I do it, and I go 4-for-4, and I'm like, okay, that was exhilarating.
Yeah.
You know? And to me, that just falls down to really, really bad design. I think they really, really could have streamlined it a little more. Not streamlined it, but just really tweaked it to where, you know.
Or before other people say it, I'll just say it. Maybe we're just too dumb and we haven't been reading people right.
I'm sorry. I think I learned how to read people right, and I think I'm starting to get
reading
the...
people isn't the issue. That is not the problem.
Well,
that's so easy to do.
I'm sorry. No, I think it is the problem. It is the problem. Because it is easy to tell whether or not someone's lying to you or not.
That's what I'm saying.
But then the negative stuff, when you know they're bullshitting you, it's like now you have a situation. But there
pick whether it's fucking doubt, which you have no evidence for, or you have evidence. And the problem is the evidence is sometimes so vague that it could – you'd be like thinking, okay, obviously this person's being blackmailed. Evidence that they're being – they know this person is, oh, you have a blackmail – we found a check given to you, whatever. That's obviously evidence that you're being blackmailed. Boom. Wah, wah, wah. What the hell? That's what should be. That's fucking – well, I guess not.
Well, they do this thing to you where, like – they give you that Mass Effect conversation syndrome, because when you call them out on the
you
don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like that was one of the things that I noticed right away. It's like you say, "Oh, you're lying," and then this is why I think you're lying. And then when he says that, it's like, wait, do I have evidence for that? I mean, it's like you just like picking shit out of thin air, man.
Even the reply, like Travis saying, it's like Mass Effect. You don't know what he's going to say, so it'll be like the reason why we know you worked this was because we found a fake shrunken head in your car.
Right.
But he won't say, like, hey, there's a fake shrunken head we found in your car. He'll be like, we know you worked for this, whatever, blah, blah, that kind of crap, and then say what it's going into. And then it goes into another thing that she says, and you're kind of like, what? You didn't really prove it to her. You just basically were just more stern and told her that you know that she's lying.
Yeah.
And or he or whatever.
Yeah. And the problem is with the conversation system, with the interrogations, and they go through this Mass Effect type thing, but like the difference is Mass Effect is fun anticipating what Shepard's gonna say, and in this game, it's frustrating the shit out of me. It's frustrating the shit out of me. There is a cheap way out, though. Did you notice the little cheap?
You can go back and
when you call someone out on a lie, and there's no penalty.
But that's not really a cheat, because the whole thing is you have to pick the evidence. Once you pick the evidence, you're locked in.
You're locked in. But
if you're
least,
looking at the evidence being like, nothing this really concretely.
You can go back.
You can go back, and then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, just, don't take it personally. Just my part of my job. But then you have the other option to pick either doubt or truth, or you can go to lie again. Well, I don't think that's really a cheat. It's just more of like a, you can look at your options for your evidence to prove them wrong. And if you don't have it, you can be like, okay, well.
Right. Back. And it totally gives you a chance to stand back up, go find the evidence, and come back too. If that
a lot of times, you'll even have the evidence, but you just don't know which one goes with which question sometimes. Like, sometimes they're very, very obvious.
Yeah.
Like, extremely obvious. So sometimes it's like a couple of these seem like they should work. Mm-hmm. It's almost like one of those, like, multiple choice questions where you get, like, a question, and the answers, there's, like, two or three of them that could technically be right, but one of them is more right.
Yeah.
And that's what bugs me about the game. And the fact that they tell you what's right or wrong, that just makes me... the completionist. Like, I'm not a completionist person. Like, you guys know me. I don't platinum games. I don't get 100
right.
or 1,000 things. Like, but if I know something right away is wrong or right, and I get it wrong, and I have the option to fucking replay something, I'm gonna do it just because I'm anal like that.
So do you feel like if the game lets you ask the questions first, and at the end of the interrogation session, it tells you how many out of like 4 you got right?
Even that would fuck me up. I would still do the same thing. I wish it didn't tell you anything to do with score until the actual end of the case. So, because some of the cases are like half an hour, some of them are like an hour and a half. I wish it didn't tell you any of that until the very end of the case, said this is what you got right or wrong. Because then that'll give you a sense of like, oh, really? Okay, I'll go back and play that case again, whatever. Where now is, I'm just basically taking it a section at a time, being like, I got some wrong, I'm going back, I'm reloading my save, doing it again.
Yeah.
And basically trial and error type shit. Which, like you said, just takes me out of the experience big time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I can't stop playing the game. Because I really find the characters, the storylines, and the actual... like, the case is really intriguing.
They're fantastic. And they get better with age. Like, the more different ones you get into, like, it's... like, I was kind of sad when I left Homicide into Vice, because, like, I like the Homicide cases. The Vice cases are even better, man. Like, they're really good.
I'm really... like, that's where I stopped off, is when you get to the Vice desk.
Right.
So, I don't know. So, Chris, you only played what we played on the stream, right?
Yeah, that's all I played. Just the training missions. And I have to play it all over again, so I just haven't gotten back to it yet. I'll probably get to it this weekend.
Yeah. And I do have another gripe with the game, aside from the fact that I think every single man in the 1940s had a pair of size 8 bloody boots. I'm sorry. Isn't that a little off-putting?
That what, size 8 bloody boots?
Every man... it's too convenient. Like, so when I know it's the game's trying to keep itself being like intriguing.
Yeah.
When you're looking at these suspects. But there's a row of cases where you're investigating husbands. And every husband has
size eight
bloody ass shoes, and it's like, how the hell are you not guilty? What the hell's going on here? Like, and it's really weird. Like, I don't know. It's confusing sometimes. But the game is good. The cases are great. Other issues, I mean, really stem from other issues that like Grand Theft Auto suffered from. There's like crazy clipping. There's awesome. I mean, like awful texture pop in constantly.
What do you have it on?
What's that?
What are you playing it on?
I'm playing it on the 360.
Because I haven't experienced any clipping. I've definitely seen some texture, some pop in, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Right. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of issues, like when you finish a case or when you finish an interrogation and someone gets arrested and they show the animation of like the cops putting the crook in the car or in the paddy wagon. And then when the cop is after they lock him up and they walk around and go into the door, you can tell it's an out of the game animation because a car is coming down a street and it goes right through the character.
Oh yeah, that.
Stuff like that happens to me like on the reg. Like it's always happening. So.
On the rim.
And also, not for people listening who don't really know, this game is not like GTA at all. It is not open world. Like, it is open world technically, but it's a very linear story and path you're following. And well, how far are you traveling?
I'm in the middle of the Vice campaign.
Okay, because I'm wondering if the story actually gets more contained and more streamlined. Because what it comes to me is, so far, what I've been playing. Is you play the desks, and basically the desks are separate from each other. So it's like, you basically, now you're in Homicide. Here's 3 cases that have nothing to do with each other. So to me, I'm not getting like an actual storyline from the whole thing per se, except for your character going up in the ranks. And
You do get some more callbacks. A couple of cases are linked in with some people. I've even seen some random crimes that the person that I'm chasing ended up being someone that I interrogated, like, you know,
serious?
3 cases ago. Oh, yeah, yeah. They do cool
I don't
stuff
do those.
Like that.
Are you talking about the ones where you're driving around, you can hit the X button to take a call, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are great, man. Those are fun.
See, I haven't done those. Really? Yeah. I did the first one.
Those are there. They're implanted there to appease the Grand Theft Auto players. Because there is more of the GTA gameplay there, the car chases, the foot chases, which the foot chases are more like, you know, mini games. Yeah, but like the shooting missions and everything. Yeah, most of that is usually within the random traffic cases or the random crimes across the town.
I'll say another minor complaint is I feel like the gameplay is kind of, it's basically go to a scene, gather evidence, interview a witness, go to another scene. Or
chase
another
one.
Place, but then it gets to a point where you chase somebody, shoot them down, don't shoot them down, try to catch them, and then rinse, repeat, basically.
Yeah, but they do a good job. You know, within the missions, you're going to be interviewing, searching, chasing, car chasing, tailing someone. You know you're going to be doing that. But the question is, it varies from case to case. So, yes, you're doing the same thing throughout the game, but each case you're doing something different. So they at least they're keeping it different.
Yeah, because one case they're keeping it fresh.
Yeah, one case they'll do a couple of interrogations and a running chase, and then the next one they'll do a couple of interrogations. You'll search something. They'll put a shootout, and then they'll also have you tail someone. So you're constantly like 10 hours in the game. You would have been doing like the same things all over again. Yeah. But at least case by case, they do mix it up.
And I will say, like, I know from reading reviews and stuff that your decisions have no effect whatsoever on the main storyline. Every storyline basically goes through. But I will say they do a pretty decent job, as far as I can tell, of at least changing things. You can kind of solve cases in different ways. Like, there is one, I can't remember the actual case, but I kind of screwed up in the interrogation, and the guy ends up leaving, or you leave out, and he runs, goes to the phone, and he gets in his car and drives. I actually reset it, of course, because I knew that I got, like, 2 out of 4 of the questions wrong, that I was going to do this again. So I started following the guy. I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to, you know, try this again. I got 4 out of 4. I ended up arresting the guy on the spot, but then you get the address of where you're supposed to go. So my guess is where he was going to go, if I'd got those other questions wrong the first time, would have been exactly where I would have gone the second time, where I got the address from, like whether you're hiding somebody or hiding something, which is kind of cool. So there is kind of like a little bit of a difference of, you have a little bit of a, I don't know, differential in how you can solve cases and stuff, from what I gather.
And overall for me, like, I guess in closing, if we're going to finish up right now.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, playing in black and white or color?
Oh, I'm playing in color. Overall, though, in closing, I got to say, though, this would still be a major distraction, all nitpicking aside, because I can't stop playing this bastard.
I can't say.
Major
I
or terrible? Terrible.
Done.
Keep in mind, terrible is the highest.
Yeah, major distraction.
Major. I would say right now I'm right about there, too. It depends, because like, I just picked up Witcher 2 today, because I thought I was not interested in that really until you guys did on the stream. And then, of course, Rob from Game Crashers did it as well that same night afterwards.
Hi, Rob.
And I was like, this game looks fucking really cool. So we'll see. If I go
and
back to
boobies.
I'm going to go back to L.A. Noire. This is boobies in L.A. Noire as well.
And there's a lot more than boobies in L.A. Noire.
So it's definitely addicting. But it's addicting to me for the wrong reasons. Not because I'm engaged to keep playing. It's because it's pissing me off. That's why I'm like, fuck, I got to get this right.
I got to reset.
But it is fun. And it does look really like the facial animation. If this becomes like the norm for facial like animation and stuff in games, holy shit.
Apparently,
the bar
Ubisoft
is definitely set.
Yeah, it's set. But apparently Ubisoft is using very, very similar
for Assassin's
similar
Creed
technology. Yeah, for Assassin's Creed and for Hitman when it comes out.
That would be cool. But then again, at the same time, it's like, why would you want to use it in this, you know? And if it's not for aesthetic reasons, like, L.A. Noire does a really good job because you have to read people's faces and stuff. And
it's a mechanic.
It's not a, you know.
Yeah. Well, the presentation's great, too. The music and the audio, the voice acting, all that's perfect. Like, it's really some of the best audio, overall audio in a game to date.
Like, I don't know if you noticed, but, like games like Heavenly Sword and stuff had really, really good facial captures.
Right.
But only in the cinematics. Like, when you see people in this game talking outside of the cinematics,
it's
you can still see everything. It's crazy.
And to me, that is a huge, huge milestone. I mean, it looks impressive regardless, but in-game, and they're still using the facial capture, it is really nice.
Really good.
That is a good point.
Well, next week will be interesting, because I'm pretty sure we'll probably both beat it, because the game's not supposed to be that long.
Yeah.
Like,
it's 20 hours.
Decent. That's by developer speak, though. So it probably means about 12 hours if you're not doing the side stuff. I'm not.
I think I'm about 10 hours into it already.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah. And I'm maybe like Rockstar Social Club tells me I'm halfway through the stories. I mean, halfway through the overall
like the cases.
Halfway through the overall game, I should say. And I'm about 10 hours in.
That's not bad. Well, you know what? If I get a good like 16 hours out of this, I'll be like, fucking, that's cool.
Cool.
So hopefully next week though we'll be beaten and we'll have a better grasp on it.
Well, that's all I played, guys. That's it for me. Jeff, I know you play L.A. Noire, but have you played anything else?
The only thing is, hey, what's up? PSN's back up. Yeah! Oop, oop. So I played some Mortal Kombat.
How'd that work out for you?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Aren't you glad PSN's back up?
With some people, the lag is absolutely terrible. Like, lag where it's, like, stuttering. We get a good connection in this game. Like, we have a good core people, like, on Retroids and, like, that play fighting games. And so we're used to, we know, like, if we hook up with, like, Street Fighter or MVC or, like, Blaze Blue or anything, that we know, like, this is good net code. It's not just your internet connection. I find with MK, no matter how good the internet connection is, there's still button lag, which is a killer for that game, because a lot of the combos rely on juggling and well-timed juggles, and if that is off by a little bit, it totally throws off your game. But, I mean, not a big deal. You kind of get used to it after a few matches.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. You shouldn't have to. In other games like Street Fighter and all those other games, they hide it really well, and the fact that your button, even though if there is a little bit of button lag, it's not that much of an issue, but yeah, it's still, you know, I'm still liking it. I'm still playing, can't believe I'm still playing Mortal Kombat almost like more than a month after it released, but it's fun. But yeah, that's about it, man. It's been Mortal Kombat and LA Noirs. And of course, I'm going to jump into Witcher 2 tomorrow.
Ooh, what very up? Cool.
Chris.
Besides LA Noir and Witcher 2, which, you know, we kind of already covered, I've still been playing a lot of Portal. I mean, I gotta say, I'm loving the fuck out of this game.
So good.
It's good. Have you played the co-op?
I have. I restarted the single player. I'm on chapter 8 on the single player, but then I got together with Nabashin after PSN came back up, and we started playing co-op. And I will say this, you know, as much as we jones on PSN all the time about not being that good, the Steam, like PC to PS3 connectivity is really
cool.
Good. I mean, it's like flawless. I mean, there was like one spot where I found like that I was lagging really bad, but I don't know. I think that was just like my computer was like all of a sudden doing something in the background and then stopped. But overall it was just a very smooth, and well played out experience, you know. And, man, the puzzles are awesome in co-op. I mean, you think you've seen, you know, everything when you get through this game and like all the different mechanics and the way that they use the puzzles and like the different, like the light bridge and the, all the other stuff. And in this one, it's like now you have four portals to mess with and they just, it opens up so much more for the puzzles. And, you know, I think we're about halfway through because I think there's, four levels and then however many like rooms in each level, but just very unique stuff that you end up doing throughout it. And a lot of what I'm seeing is that there's some that do, like, instead of having like a beginning and an end, there's a beginning and a midpoint and an end, and like the first player has to get to the midpoint and then open up the way to the end for the second player, and then the first player has to go back to the beginning and go through the whole thing. So it's interesting the way they lay everything out. It's very, very team oriented, and they just did a fantastic job. It's really, really good. I'm very impressed. I can't wait to finish it up.
Cool.
But that's it for me, man. So Portal 2 is currently my game of the year. I just want to throw that out there.
It's very, very good. Like, I played through this game.
Fucking
like,
awesome.
Like, dude, I don't play through games many times at all, and yeah. I'm almost on through my third playthrough. So,
dude, with the limited amount of gaming time that I've got, yeah.
And really,
the thing is with Portal 2, though, like once you know this puzzles, you can breeze through it. It's not
that
long.
That's true. That's true.
It's like, yeah.
But I mean, with the limited amount of game time that I have, and all the games I fucking have to play, I'm going through Portal again. I mean, that's that's crazy. I never do that. I never do that.
And I think most of it is on me is on the writing, and I just laugh all the time. Like I didn't play Portal 1. Like Portal 1 has just as good puzzles and stuff, and was just as good. But the writing doesn't even touch Portal 2.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed.
So good.
Very cool. All right, let's do some news, guys.
Do we even have any news? That's what I was looking up right now.
I actually have a few things I was going to mention.
Okay,
I got something. I got stuff too. Yeah.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I mean, sure. I mean, I don't know if it's one of yours, but apparently the PSN will be back up on the 24th. What day is that?
Online store.
Yeah, the online store, the PSN. And that also is going to come with the five games they're going to be offering PSN people.
The welcome back package.
Have you... Have we talked about what games are going
to
be in those?
No, we haven't, because this released after the show.
After we recorded.
Okay, so apparently there is the big two for me, the games that I haven't gotten that I need to get. One is Infamous for free.
You don't have Infamous?
I've played it, but I never bought it.
Wow.
So yeah,
I like how Jeff and I said that at the exact same time.
It was nice.
It's like, God damn you.
So that's definite. And then I never picked up Dead Nation, so I'm going to pick up that too.
Cool.
But also the entire game of Little Big Planet, the first one, Super Stardust HD, and also
Wipeout HD plus the Fury expansion.
There it is.
Yeah, I have that too.
What are you guys getting?
Not getting anything. I have every fucking everything.
You have everything?
Really?
Okay.
The only games I really don't have are the ones on PSP, and realistically, the ones that are on PSP, I really have no interest in playing at all.
Right.
So.
I don't have Dead Nation yet.
Actually, Pursuit Force kind of looks cool.
Pursuit Force is fun. I have it. It's good. But I don't have Dead Nation yet, and I do have Wipeout HD, but I do not have the Fury expansion, so I think that's the route I'm going.
Fury expansion is awesome.
Yeah, the other three I have. For PSP, the games are Little Big Planet, Mod Nation Racers, Pursuit Force, and Killzone Liberation.
Killzone Liberation would be a good one. That was actually a pretty cool little game.
I think I'm hitting up Killzone Liberation and Little Big Planet for PSP.
Yeah, that'd be good too, I guess.
Yeah. Pursuit Force is good, though. I enjoyed it.
All right.
Cool. You get to jump from car to car. It's very interesting.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, what other news we got, man?
So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was apparently like this some word coming out about the Microsoft's new update and how it possibly
storage
would,
update or
the, yeah how the new update would possibly make it so that older systems wouldn't play discs.
Oh, okay, that would
and suck. I got really excited because I was like, all right, and because this is what they said.
Then you
they
get
said,
a new system?
You get a brand new system,
gig.
Yeah. You get a
250 gig.
A 250
Are you serious?
Slim. Yeah. Yes. So if your system got the update and it didn't
what?
It didn't work, they would give you a new system. So I was like, all right, maybe my old system, my Jet Engine, is one of these systems. And then they came out and
works.
Said, actually, it's for a previous update. It's already out there. If you had the problem, you would know it already.
Oh no!
Yeah, so right now I'm thinking, when was the last time
I
played a game on disc?
I think
disc?
You're gonna have the longest standing Xbox 360 pre-slim in the entire world.
I might.
It's a
I
bruiser, might. Man. It's a.
But
it's
no,
a
but
boy, yeah.
The thing is that when did the last update come out?
Well, it was when it was when they did the storage update thing. So it would have been not that long ago, 2 months.
It
ago,
was yeah, it was pretty relatively recently. And I'm trying to think, when was the last time I played a game on disc? So I don't think I've played one since that update went out.
Castlevania, that's about it. But it would have given you... You wouldn't have to play it on disc, though. Would have.
No, it's only disc-based games.
Oh, really?
It actually gives you a disc reader.
Oh, it doesn't play disc. Okay, yeah.
So I don't... So actually, I meant to check it before I started the show, but I'll have to do it on break.
You have to do it on break.
Yeah. So, you know... I'm crossing my fingers because I want to get rid of this piece of crap, man. I really do.
Dude, that thing is fucking ancient.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
It sounds like it's ancient.
It sounds like it's going to take off every time I turn it on. So yeah, that was that.
I have another little bit of tidbit that's getting me a little more hyped on Skyrim.
Moist. Yeah. The fact that Game of Thrones is hyping that shit up.
Yeah, Game of Thrones
really,
is pretty
just the
cool.
fact that watching that is like, want to play Skyrim?
No,
go ahead.
No, on Skyrim they announced that Todd Howard came out in a interview with like a Norwegian magazine, I think it was. They announced that, there are going to be some scripted dragon thing, dragon encounters, but for the most part, all dragon encounters are going to be randomly encountered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they said they were going to have an unlimited amount of dragons, right?
That is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Thank you.
If Oblivion was
you.
Missing anything, it is dragons. And that's actually serious. There's not a dragon in Oblivion.
Right.
How
well,
can
there's
you
not,
have a
is there a dragon
fantasy?
In an entire series of Elder Scrolls? I played like a lot of the Elder Scrolls. I don't remember a dragon ever.
I'm guessing there might have been one in the top-down ones, maybe? No?
They're top-down ones?
Like isometric? Yeah, of course.
They're isometric ones?
In what, Baldur's Gate?
No.
Not Baldur's... Sorry, I'm thinking of Baldur's Gate. I'm retarded.
Yeah, you are. Good job,
Jeff. Sorry, my bad.
No,
you're so wrong! I'm admitting it, so don't bother writing.
Okay, anyway, dragons rule. Go ahead, Chris.
Cool. Jeff, do you have any before I go on to my last one?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay, so... We all watch Cartoon Network at one point or another, right?
Maybe,
like because there's got Adult Swim and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Back in the old Doobie stuff. Days, maybe. Yeah.
I sometimes have Cartoon Network on because you know my son likes to watch it, and there are some shows that are entertaining for him. On the weekends, every once in a while, the show comes on, and it kind of it's like a train wreck, and you just can't look away.
C-Lab?
You know? No, it's called Hole in the Wall. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Oh my god!
Okay. It's basically
called the glory hole
it's exactly what it sounds like. There's a hole. in a giant foam wall, and you have to get through it.
Stick appendages through it.
Yes. No, you stick all your entire body through it. It's that big of a hole, Jeff.
Okay.
They are bringing this to a video game console.
What?
They are bringing hole in the wall.
Oh, man.
To the Xbox 360 using the Kinect.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty fucking kick ass.
That is kick ass.
That is pretty neat.
You know, and there's usually like three or four people on a team for the show. And I'm wondering if like one of the walls that you have to get through is a wall that spells out
who gives a shit.
I'm sorry, I had to get that one. Come on.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. So.
It's seriously. I'll send you a link.
No, don't. I'm pretty sure. Don't do that.
Yeah. It's gonna be. Yeah, no.
Don't give a shit. Trust me.
You don't want to see a picture of a fat guy trying to get through a hole in a wall.
Okay, I do kind of want to see that. Send the link.
Tell you, man.
Kind of funny.
It's like a train wreck. It's like it comes on, and every once in a while when it comes on, I just stop and I'm watching, and I'm like, wow, this is a thing. I can't believe that this is a thing.
This is a thing. It exists. People put thought into this and money.
And now it's coming to a video game console. It's like, now it's a bigger thing. I can't believe it. But, so that's that. It's really, really crazy. But that's it for me. That's all the news I have.
And I think at that point, glory holes should end, and we should probably go for a break.
All right.
Yes, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about something, whatever our future was. Yeah, that question. And then we'll do releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Since I got the question of the week wrong when I posted the thread, I don't even really know what it is anymore.
I don't think it would have made a difference. I don't even know either. I'm just going to wing it.
All right, so stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. It's time to wake up.
What up, A? This is the Canadian Moose that runs Jeff Cherney's internet, and you're listening to Interactive Distractions. I may be slow, but don't blame me if you can't work the fucking mute button.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Yep.
Today, so for real. The question of the week was, what do Sony and Microsoft have to do? Do they have to do anything in response to Nintendo announcing a new console? We got a few responses for this. I have a feeling we'll be able to comment on those and get through this pretty quickly because I think we're all going to agree. So let's see what people have to say. Travis, what you got?
All right, first from Sean Recupido. He says, in regards to hardware, it doesn't really matter if Nintendo's new console is slightly more powerful because it will just be getting ports of PS3 and 360 games. Just like it doesn't matter that the PS3 is more powerful than the 360 if developers have to make sure it runs on the lowest common denominator. But business-wise, it makes sense for them to release a new console. I really hope Sony and Microsoft don't feel obligated to release new and more powerful consoles just because Nintendo releases Project Cafe before them. But I have a feeling that Microsoft will release a console within a year of Nintendo's release, and Sony will do the same no longer than 6 months after Microsoft. Sony can't afford to give Microsoft a full year head start just like last generation. I don't really think we need new consoles right now, and I'm perfectly content with how powerful current gen systems are. But in business, you can't really afford to give your competition too far of a head start. I would compare it to Microsoft finally getting into the MP3 player business after letting Apple completely dominate the market.
Yeah, I don't think we knew how that went.
Yeah.
We all know how that went.
I don't think we have the need or desire for far more powerful hardware right now, but when was the last time that all three console manufacturers didn't release their consoles very closely? Here's hoping that I'm wrong. Love, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah, I'm with him on most of those comments. I really don't think that they have any reason to right now. I mean, they say, okay, so Nintendo is going to release this console that's going to cost more than its competitors. That's going to be that they're saying is going to be more powerful. But we all know how that goes.
Yeah, it's been pretty much said what they said the specs of is going to be basically equal.
I've never heard powerful.
They said that the Wii was going to be three times more powerful than the GameCube. Is it?
That's not true.
No.
At all. It's maybe an Xbox, if that.
Maybe an Xbox.
Yeah, maybe. No, there's the old saying, you know, I mean, traditions stick around for a reason, you know, and traditionally, the trend has been, you know, when one console is announced and starts to release, you start seeing the followers, you know, very, very closely. And, you know, Sean mentions that in his email. But I can honestly say that I think this is where that tradition stops. You know, times are changing and there's a lot of life and a lot of good stuff we can still see out of the PS3 and the Xbox.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like everything that seems to be coming out, it's like they haven't gotten to the point where, you know, they can't tap more power out of these machines. And then they both just released motion controllers last year. I mean, they're not just going to let that shit die, you know? So I really don't think it's going
to
happen.
A backwards compatible system to let that.
Oh no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
Absolutely right. But I still don't think that they've, you know, I mean, think about it this way. Sony just started making money on the PS3, what, like a year ago?
Maybe a year and a half.
That's
accurate.
And God knows they lost a shit ton of money on this whole thing with PSN.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean they don't want to rush a new console out right now.
Anything they
push out is going to be super expensive at this
point.
Will
they have to?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think MS and Sony both need to announce something by next year. They have to.
So
I don't think it has anything to do with Nintendo at all. Like, I won't get into my final thoughts right now, but I don't think it has anything to do with Nintendo. It has to do with something, a totally different entity that's going to force them to put out new hardware.
Well, say hypothetically, Project Cafe released today.
Yeah. Right?
Hypothetically. We're not going to see a Sony or a Microsoft console for another year, an entire year. So let's say that it breaks that tradition of it's going to follow in 6 months, like Sean says. All right.
Yeah.
Say it doesn't come out in a year. You're going to tell me that there are third-party developers that are going to make a game specifically for that one console and not for the PS3 and the Xbox.
Not at all. That's not what I'm talking about. But that's – no, I don't think that – no, I agree with you.
Okay, so you agree with me. Okay, I thought that's kind of where
that's
you were going.
That's what I said. I think it has nothing to do with the fucking Wii whatsoever.
Okay, because you – I heard you say that, you know – they would have to.
I think there's pressure on them. Yeah, I think they have to. I think they actually have to within like next year, year and a half. They have to at least announce new hardware.
Well, if the
and I don't think it has anything to do with the Wii.
But if Nintendo's hardware is going to be on par with what the PS3 and the 360 does, what's the pressure? That's what I'm.
I'll get back to it when we do our final thought thing. But it has nothing to do with the Wii. I think the Wii doesn't put any pressure on them because they're just basically what the Wii is doing is basically saying, "Hey, we're going to catch up to you and finally have some hardware that's on your equal playing ground." But like you said, no one's going to – like even if it is a little bit more powerful – like, okay, let's look on paper. On paper, the PS3 blows the 360 out of the water if you're not counting about the graphics card. But when you see the games out there, nothing can definitively tell you that one system is better than the other in terms of graphics or power. It just – there's nothing really out there that totally like, oh my god, that cannot be done on another console. There's some, of course, some exceptions here or there like that you think, well, who knows? Like Uncharted 2 is fucking gorgeous. But it's like other than that – the Wii's not going to fucking blow that shit out of the water, so there's going to be no pressure on the developers to make anything for that that could not be done on 360 or PS3. That's why I don't think, But we'll get to that when we talk about it, because like, I don't think – well, that's part of my answer. My answer is no, I don't think they should be feeling any pressure whatsoever by Wii Cafe by any means at all. But I think they should announce new hardware within the next year or year and a half.
Right. Chris?
Okay.
Any thoughts?
I don't have any other comments on his email. I mean, I think he's personally, I think he's right about it all. So, I mean, it boils down to that, you know, what he said, everything is going to get ported to the cafe. I mean, that's the thing. It's like they were
platform
pushing.
Will be the biggest, largest common denominator, which right now is the 360. Well, actually, it's the Wii. But I mean, it's like the Wii doesn't really count because.
Oh, you mean with the most players, with the most.
It's going to be whatever they can sell the most. Yeah. Like, I mean, of course, some of them will be on PS3. Like some lead stuff will be on PS3. Yeah. But right
in reality,
now,
they're so dead even right
so
now.
Close.
It really
exactly.
doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter which way you go.
Yeah, I mean, the deal is that if it's coming out on PC, lead platform is PC, which automatically means that it's probably going to be better on 360.
Right.
And, you know, Nintendo tried to tout this thing like, oh, if you make it on the cafe, it's easily portable to PC
and
360.
PC, yeah.
And it's like, And they even like specifically said 360 in their conference, and it's like,
yeah, because apparently whoever's developing their graphics chip is the same people that developed the 360 one,
right? But who in their right mind would develop a game that's coming out on PC day and date with the console versions on anything but PC?
Right. So I'm calling it Mario Galaxy 3 coming to PC 2013. Write it down.
Nice.
And Xbox 360.
And Xbox 360.
Well, the thing is, Nintendo, looking at it from a good – like, if they can match the power of – like, they did it with the Wii. If they can match the power of 360 and PS3, when MS and Sony are coming out with their new consoles, it's still going to look like a bargain if they release it to a more expensive version of the 360 and PS3. Because, I mean, the Wii was their most expensive console they've ever launched, and it wasn't any more powerful than the GameCube. But comparatively to the 360 and the PS3, it looked like a great deal.
But they're boning themselves, dog.
They're boning themselves.
Now they're going to be more expensive than both of them.
Yeah.
I think so, but I think they're hoping that Sony and Microsoft will come out with something and be like, hey. Well, of course, even if Sony and Microsoft did come out with something this year or next year, or at least an announcement, they're not going to announce the price. So they're at least screwed for a year.
Yeah, but, you know, I was going to say this at the end, but no, fuck it, now that we're here already. But, like, they're already going to – they're completely fucking themselves. Nintendo has always had it to where they've always – they're geniuses. They've always had it to the point where they've – no matter what, they're the trendsetters. They've always been the trendsetters in certain situations. Like, they did it with the NES, the Super NES, and then now you're coming into the Wii with the motion control. They set that trend too, man. They blazed that trail hard, and everybody else followed suit. Now the next thing is, okay, what's Nintendo going to do next? That, of course, everybody's going to want to, you know, try to emulate. Yeah, and now they're doing the emulating, and they want to release something that's going to be on par price-wise. I'm sorry. They're fucking themselves.
No, I agree with you. And they're fucking themselves too because they got lucky with the Wii. Like, they got an entire market that didn't even play games before. Like, a huge-ass market that PlayStation 2 and Xbox, even I would even say PlayStation 1, didn't even fucking touch.
Right.
And they managed to get it. Those people aren't going to repeat. They're not going to be repeat buyers, I don't think, anyway. Like, I can't say that for sure.
That's exactly what my argument was, too. It's like, I already have a Wii. Why do I need this? And that's exactly what's happening with the 3DS as well. It's like, I already have a DS. Why do I need this?
Can I tell you what they're going to do with Project Cafe? With it,
call it
being
Wii 2.
No, with it being a kind of like your controller supposedly being like the bottom screen of a DS and the controller itself, and then the top your HDTV being the top screen of a DS.
What's up, $150 controller?
What's up, Pokemon? Right. What's up, Pokemon in high def? That's how they're going to sell systems. Because my question is, what's going to sell consoles to the casual market that the Nintendo holds dear so much? They're going to have to cater to that as well.
They can't cater to them because even the games on the Wii do not sell to those casual market people. That's what I'm saying. These casual market people are not going to buy the successor to the Wii because they aren't going to care.
I would disagree if they're, because like I said, this is, to me, in my eyes, the Project Cafe is going to be an oversized DS. That's the way I'm viewing it right now. It's an oversized DS. They have to put the games that are selling.
So you have your TV and your controller, basically.
Exactly. And then you're going to see Pokemon.
Well, it depends where you're talking. If you're talking like North America, I think is there more Wiis in North America than there are DSs?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
I know a lot of families that have a fucking Wii but don't have a DS.
How about this? There are a shit ton in America regardless for both systems.
Oh, God, yeah, for sure. But I don't know. Like Chris said, though, he's like, there's not that much of a reason to upgrade at this point. And the people who have, like, to a 3DS did it because of novelty for the most part. And I don't think, like, I don't know, man. I cannot see people who bought the Wii and bought, like, three games at launch or games here or there are going to dish out, especially if this console is going to cost more than the 360 or PS3, to upgrade. I just do not see it happening. To me, I see it more of like Nintendo trying to get back into the market they're used to, or they were used to, like the hardcore market.
Yeah, they're used to being neck and neck with the competition.
And I think if anything, it's going to be a Dreamcast for them. Like, they're going to go out there, try to be more powerful, come out too early, and then Sony and Microsoft can come out like a year later and be like, bam, and then what? And that's why I think Sony and Microsoft will announce their stuff earlier, not necessarily show it off, but announce it earlier. They're going to do what Sony did to Sega when Sega announced the Dreamcast. What did Sony do? They announced the PS2 way before they wanted to, and it stopped people from buying a Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of hardcore people, because I mean, I don't know, I don't see casual people buying it.
I don't see casual people buying the cafe anyway.
Really?
That's my point.
I don't
disagree.
See it either.
Dude, this thing's going to be like $400 and nobody is going to buy it.
Yeah.
It's going to bomb.
What's the gimmick?
If they can get the price to the same price that the PS3 and the 360 are at, which are going to drop by the time this comes out.
Yeah, right. Hell yeah. They're probably fucked. Down at least $75.
Yeah, I think they're fucking themselves. I do.
Yeah, I think so. They're shooting themselves in the foot.
I still think the idea is that they have the same. Cool.
This is the same. They're getting to that same position that they were in when they started releasing the N64. It's like, oh, we're Nintendo. They're going to buy our shit anyway.
I think
because they were so hyped up about Game Boy and all that shit and Super NES and how well they did. They were like, we're Nintendo. They'll buy anything. And they just put out the N64 and they fucked themselves.
Sell more to the market they have now if they released it was called Wii HD. They upgraded the hardware. Didn't charge any more money for it because at this point they're already making a killing off the hardware. I think they'd sell more of those to the casual market than they would by bringing out an entirely new system.
I would agree with that.
I do too. Yeah. Cool. Another email?
Emails.
Yeah. Right.
This one comes from Rob Paris. He says, "Hey guys."
Wow, we only went through one email in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think our
what was that 11:30 question?
Yeah,
what was
that?
Hey guys, it's another email from your friendly Brit Rob. In response to your question of the week, I do not believe this will affect Sony or Microsoft's plans one bit. If anything, they are probably happy there is going to be such a large gap, as it will affect them much less if it was coming out 6 months before. This, in my opinion, is because if the release dates were closer, they would have to worry about people not having the financial ability to buy two or hell even three consoles in such a short space. Yeah. This way, people will have refreshed their disposable income and be able to make another purchase. One of the jobs I have currently is as a freelance wedding photographer, and I have learned not to get all the money I am owed up front. Instead, I take a deposit and get them to pay me closer to the actual day of the wedding. In some of the cases after, as I know that a large proportion of the wedding costs are paid in advance, so by waiting for when their disposable income is higher, I have the possibility of getting a higher fee paid to me. Same principle that Sony and Nintendo will be able to take advantage of. Basic economics for the win. Hope this has adequately answered your question. Loving the podcast as always, and good to have the T-Dog back on the show. Take care, guys. Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
He's your brother-in-law, right?
yes?
No, I'm kidding. It does bring up, I've never looked at it that way, but that's very, very true.
Yeah, the financial aspect, that was a really, really good point. Yeah, when it's hard to shell out money for these consoles, especially, those consoles came out at, $400 and $600 for the two real consoles?
Well, and PS3 and Wii came out with the real consoles.
Well,
the PS3 and Wii came out, a week apart, didn't they?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, dude, that was, could not do that.
No, God,
could not
I didn't do
that.
Do it.
That's $800, almost $900 when you include tax,
not including games.
And that's
and
not
that right
including
there.
Games
again,
and controllers.
$800 of that was your PS3, but I mean,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
and course. That right there was Sony being in that position about saying, "Oh, it's a PlayStation, they'll buy it."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was their Achilles heel, so to speak, where they told people they're going to buy it. They'll get two jobs.
They literally
people
said
will get
that.
Another job. They said that at E3. That was horrible.
Yeah. And that's kind of what Nintendo's kind of, puffing out their chest, and being like, "Well, we're Nintendo." Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen again.
Yeah, again, I love the point that Rob made. That was really good. And then the allusions to being a wedding photographer, kind of like having people, save their money for the system.
At the same time, though, hype is a dangerous thing. And
that is true.
If Nintendo makes this announcement this E3 and Microsoft and Sony don't do anything to counteract it, that's hype. If there's any kind of group of people that fall for hype more than anyone, I'd say it's gamers.
Yeah.
And
I'll agree with that.
Look at the 3DS, dude. All of us were like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
No. We all have one.
Yep.
All three of us.
And it's awesome.
Yep. And, I haven't touched it in, we're going on almost a month
now.
No,
I haven't touched it in forever.
But we all said, no, we're not going to do it, and we all did.
Yeah.
Yep. So, hype's I think Microsoft or Sony needs to at least say something. They don't have to announce anything, but at least put something on people's mind that, shit, something bigger and better is going to come.
Something's brewing, yeah.
Exactly, because if they don't plant that seed, and they let Nintendo have a whole year and actually release this thing, it could be dangerous for the hardcore gamers, people that more than casually play games, because that might turn into what Sean said is people have disposable income. That's true, and they have a limited amount, but if they are buying that Nintendo first and then these other consoles get announced, and even a year. I mean, consoles are expensive. They're not cheap. Like, saving up, you know, $400 to $600 for a new console, which
yeah, fuck that. We got games to buy. Expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that shit. It could be dangerous.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And let's not forget, from that economic standpoint, that the PSP 2 is hitting too.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's technically, we all could be buying two consoles at the end
next
of the year.
Next year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and we got Nintendo and Sony could very well push out their big console release within an, like for the next span of 2 years as the PSP 2. If I'm telling you, if that PSP 2 can do what they're saying it can do, I'm sorry, that is a fucking whole console in itself.
At the price, yes.
At the price,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, maybe not the price. Yeah, yeah, totally.
But technically, what they're saying that thing can do, I'm sorry, that is not your standard handheld.
It's the Wii Cafe or Nintendo Cafe in handheld form.
Yeah, there it is. But with Kratos.
Yeah, exactly. With Kratos. And yeah. Fucking Drake. But with Kratos. So,
yeah. There you go. I want that NGP so bad.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want it bad. That's going to be cool.
You guys just hate on Nintendo. Sorry.
There will be no Nintendo sympathizers emailing us next week.
No, God, no. We know our listeners. We know our listenership. They're not pansies.
Yeah. Our listeners,
we're gonna get an email. We might get an email for baseball next week.
Our listeners are not losers. They are winners. They play good consoles and good games.
Love you, baseball.
Love all you guys. Let's see what we got here. Mike PSN08 comes in and says, hey, let's say for Sony and Microsoft to compete against Nintendo's Cafe, all they have to do first off is sit back and laugh at this giant Zippo lighter. Okay, they're finally adding HD to the next gen console, but is it going to be like HD that's on the PS3 now, or HD as in up converting the cutesy Wii graphics to near HD? Now, if I was Nintendo, I would make sure you remake games in high def like on the PS3. Sony, I think, will always be one or two steps ahead of Nintendo. I think Sony should compete on how the system will look, and I mean Nintendo has a huge fucking Zippo lighter. I'm not getting the Zippo lighter thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not getting it either. Is it like it flips?
Apparently, it
in.
Looks like a big Zippo. It just looks like a Zippo lighter.
Oh, from the leak footage. That's
oh,
right.
The fake stuff.
The stuff they're using right now is like dev kits and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's how it's going to look like in the end.
Zippo lighter.
Zippo.
Maybe Sony can make their next console look like a cigarette. Or maybe a doobie.
Giant penis.
Personally, I think Nintendo has a good idea, but it's still not enough to play with the big boys. Sure, they have these 4 to 5 inch touchscreen controllers they're designing. Fuck, I hate to see how many times a day you need to recharge those damn things.
How much they're gonna cost, motherfucker?
But in reality, Nintendo will always be in the back of the little yellow short bus with its family mainly attended systems. Honestly, the Wii was a good idea, but at first. But to me, I couldn't stand looking like a wild monkey out of control, waving that Wiimote around up in the air. All I'm saying is that this
question... How's that move working for you?
I know, right? All I'm saying is that this question should have read, what should Nintendo add into the cafe to compete with the big boys? First, change the name. Honestly, the name sounds like a system you would...
It's code names.
Yeah, exactly.
Revolution.
Yes. And grow some fucking big balls, Nintendo, and play with the big boys. Oh, one last thing. He says, one last thing to you, Jason, if you're on the show. Thanks for making me sound like a grandpa on Tuesday's live stream this past Tuesday. Love, Mike, PSN08. On behalf of Jason, we say you're welcome.
Yes.
I don't know what he's talking about. What do we do?
I don't know either.
Jason was saying he sounded like old man.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, he is 40. Oh, dude, do we have to cut that out? I don't know if he wants people to know his age.
He emailed in and said he was 40.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, happy birthday, Mike. I know your birthday just passed like
happy
last week or something.
Happy fucking birthday. And happy birthday to Scott Sauer.
That's, oh my God, it is birthday.
Happy birthday,
today,
Scott.
Actually.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Scotty. Well, if anyone actually hears this, because apparently the world's supposed to end on Saturday, so this show might never be.
Well, that's
released.
According
happy
to the
birthday.
That's according to the crazy Christians.
Yes.
When are those fuckers ever right?
Going to hell, Travis. Going to hell.
I'll say, as much as we make fun of Nintendo, I would honestly love to see an HD Metroid Zelda.
Oh, dude, I'm super hyped about this.
That'd
fucking
be fucking
console.
Awesome.
Don't get me
thing.
Wrong.
Like,
I'm super hyped.
We'll sit here and we'll just talk trash about it the whole time. But and it's, you know, it's, we'll all be there on launch day getting that
shit. Well, that's
the
thing. Like I said, it's back to the 3DS thing. Like, Nintendo is basically it's the industry whooping boy. Or girl.
And everybody still buys
it.
Everybody still
buys it. Everyone still has funds playing. They have the funds. The first party games are fucking great.
Oh, so good.
Like, good. But, I don't know. Beating
prints,
a dead horse.
It prints money.
Yeah,
this one's gonna print HD money, bitch.
Ooh.
Oh shit! I'm trying to think of what he mentioned that we haven't touched on yet.
I think we're good. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Hey guys. In response to the question of the week, I don't think Sony or Microsoft need to do any course correction in order to keep up with Nintendo. Nintendo has basically admitted that the new system will be just as powerful as the PS3/360, so we should welcome
them. Which means it won't.
So we should welcome them to 2006.
That's
seriously,
right.
Nintendo is going to launch a system that won't offer much, touchpad controller aside, that the other systems don't. They don't even focus on the waggle gimmick that secured their place among the opera fans and the elderly of the last generation.
And Sony, the reason why Move and Kinect is going to go right out the fucking window.
Yep. Sony and Microsoft need to just keep planning whatever they are for their next consoles, and they'll come out just fine. There's no way this will catch on like the Wii did. And I hope Nintendo will realize that they need strong third-party support to be relevant ever again. Now, from this email, you might think I'm really down on the Big N. But the truth is, I really, really do enjoy a lot of Wii games and think it has some really great titles. But for hardcore gamers, you need to release more than one good game every 2 months or gamers will quickly write off the system.
Very true.
I'm happy they're stepping up into the HD world and hope to see some great software from them. So let's see what happens. If nothing else, it can't be worse than the 3DS launch. Later,
yeah, we'll get Mario Galaxy HD and we'll get... Twilight Princess HD.
I don't think
a 3DS will get fucking Star Fox 64. Star Fox 64
HD.
Awesome.
Pikmin HD. That's what's happening.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Great.
World of Goo HD.
World of Goo.
Downloadable
game.
Fucking
PC, dude.
Oh, it is an HD.
Yeah, you'll be able to get that with your cafe points.
Yeah. You already played HD on your fucking iPhone.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't have an iPhone, Dick. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Ew, you gotta play on your iPhone.
Hey guys, Shadow Hatto here trying to add a last-minute entry for question of the week.
Hey.
Personally, I think it's a different situation for each Microsoft and Sony. Whoa, curveball here. I think that Microsoft gained the ground they needed to by being first out this generation, and I don't believe they will lose that. So to me, Microsoft can take their time just a little bit. However, on Sony's side, I feel they should try to come out with their console as soon as possible. While it may not be completely necessary, I think it is in their best interest. They are also looking for a way to get a big leg up in the competition, and this would be their chance. Now, for me personally, the current consoles almost good enough for quite a long time from now. Now, there is very little that I believe needs to be changed hardware-wise. While software, device drivers, and third-party hardware support are a few things that they could seriously improve on. To be fair, to Sony's dismay, they as in Sony seem to be doing the most to allow these things, but they are still losing the war. To sum it up, people always want the newest, best, and most popular gadgets. Nintendo may be able to get some people to convert by launching ahead of time, but like you guys have mentioned already, within a couple of years' time, it sounds like their hardware will already be outdated. Thanks, guys. Nate.
Their hardware is going to be outdated when they release it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so, you know, a lot of people have talked about like Portal and the Source Engine and how the Source Engine is really old. And you know, it's showing its age and shit like that. But I will tell you what, man, it is night and day from PC to PS3.
No,
or 360.
I don't even care.
The PC version looks unbelievably much better.
And I'm sure it's unbelievable. No, I'm sure it's unbelievable. But I'm sorry. Okay, this is gonna be a bold statement, Jeff. I don't know how you're gonna take this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. The first 10 minutes of Portal 2, even on a console, with what they did with the Source Engine, the first 10 minutes. Is
awesome.
Way more amazing than anything I've ever seen in Halo Reach. Like, that
Halo
first
Reach.
That first intro where, like, well, spoilers for the first 10 minutes, where Wheatley's pretty much carrying your room.
So is this Halo Reach your standard? Of no, it's not the standard. Awesome
no, it's not the standard. But like Halo's been out for a long time, and yeah, it looked. I mean, it's a
also
triple.
Also, looks better than in the beginning of L.A. Noir.
No, it's a AAA title.
So I don't see what your point is.
Let me say this.
That's actually completely different from what I was trying to get.
No, no.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand the point you're trying to make here, Travis.
You're saying the Source engine's outdated.
It totally is in terms
it
of
is
like,
outdated.
In terms of actually
I don't agree.
Graphical fidelity it is
compared like, to the Crysis engine compared to the new Unreal engine
compared that's to like, a couple dude, of, you know you're comparing it to a couple
no,
of game engines.
No, it holds up because the style is fucking great.
Right.
That's when it comes like when art style and versus graphical fidelity in terms of technical like accomplishment are two totally different things. What that engine is doing technically like physics are awesome because I mean the physics engine in that is phenomenal,
right?
And it's got some good lighting. The lighting in that cannot touch what is in the Crytek engine,
right?
It doesn't even come close. So outside of physics, like it has, they have to do a great job of keeping it like a certain kind of theme going, and it looks really good. It's like timeless. Like I think you'll go back to Portal 2 and even Portal 1 for this matter 10 years later and still think this game looks decent. And that's very hard to say for a 3D game.
Yeah. Agreed.
My point wasn't to down the Source engine. My point was because the Source engine is it's old. I mean, it still looks good,
it's
old. You know, it's
like,
a fact.
What, 2001?
My point was that even though this is an older engine, it still looks miles above the console versions on the PC. The current console generation is already outdated.
Oh, for
they
sure.
They are. Nintendo is about in 1 year, in like a year, Nintendo is going to release a generation, a console
that is already outdated.
Yeah.
It's exactly what they did with the
okay,
Wii.
Yeah.
The Wii was outdated when it launched, and now they are doing it again. They're doing it again. And I don't understand. And it's going to have like this overpriced controller that's going to shoot the price of the system up. And, you know, I'm sure that they'll, you know, they probably have some really good tools to keep development costs down. Mm-hmm. And that's probably how they're going to try and get developers on the system. But I just don't see it. I don't see it.
But Chris, it's an HD.
Oh, fuck
oh,
me.
Oh, shit.
Oh shit! Do I have to buy a new TV for that?
I'm trying to
remember who said it. I think it was Giant Bomb. They were talking about it, and Giant Bomb was like talking about how
have to get a new TV?
Giant Bomb was talking about how the cafe will probably have a proprietary HDMI cable.
Oh god!
Yeah, totally is going to.
They will use the same goddamn port that they had since like the Super NES coming out of the back of the system, and it'll be HDMI on the other side. And it's like, fuck you, Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's like funny. Even Microsoft, the king of proprietary.
Yeah,
is that
took
a word?
That shit away.
Proprietary.
Yeah,
even they put an actual HDMI port. It better
only took
be
them
on
a year
there.
To actually add one, but yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, exactly. But they still ship you the composite cables, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. I will, before we get off topic, because Nate's email. Is that our last email?
No, no, we have a lot. Well, yeah, that's the last one for the question of the week, yeah.
Okay, for the question of the week, because I was going to say, I'm going to go with my main two things here. He brought up a good point that Sony is definitely gaining steam and stuff like that, and they got put in a bad situation like last gen. This is the problem. As Chris said earlier, Sony just started making money off the PS3 like a year and a half ago.
Right.
So if Microsoft were to pull
the
same thing they did.
They're dumping it all into R&D.
Yeah, if Microsoft were to have done this, do the same thing they did last gen and basically announce their console first and release a year in front of Sony, that would be huge because they're the leading, they have the biggest installed base right now, whereas that's what Sony was last gen. But the problem is the competition released first. So if you're the leading console, market, and then you actually release or announce your console first, it's going to put them in a very bad position. Yeah. And this is why I think Sony and Microsoft need to make a move. Whether or not it's on Nintendo's fault or not, whether it's pressure from them, I think one of those two needs to do something. And I honestly think it's going to be Microsoft just because they've been out longer and they need to get that new console out there, but I think Sony will be right behind them. I don't think they'll wait a year. I think if Microsoft announces something, Sony within months later are going to announce
on the heels. They will
be
on their heels,
right fucking there. And My thing was,
and there'll be two cell processors duct taped together.
Two cell processors. Be two PS3s duct taped together, fighting for power.
Is it outside of the realm of possibility? With the NGP coming out, I don't think this is a possibility whatsoever. I can say it's not going to happen for Sony at all.
No,
is it outside of the realm of the possibility for Microsoft to make a console announcement this year?
I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility at all.
At E3, I think that is a little... I don't think it's going to happen at E3.
Yeah, E3 might be earlier. Maybe later
in the
fall. What
do they have to talk about? Think about it. Last year was all Kinect.
And this year is going to be all Kinect too.
I don't think so.
I think they'll have something this year. They seem to go a year. Like, I mean, the year before that was the whole Final Fantasy thing, which was
If they don't have anything waiting in the wings, like a Halo, like the new Halo coming out or something, like they need to drop a bomb.
There's going to be a Halo announcement for sure.
Is it outside the realm of the possibility for them to say that a new console is coming?
I would say no.
They might mention it, but we won't see anything about it or know anything
Something has to steal the thunder from Nintendo. Something has to, and it's not going to be Kinect. It's not going to be Move.
It's not going to be hard.
It's not going to be the NGP. It's not going to be any of that shit. But I don't think...
Dude, I don't know, man. NGP is... Sony's conference is first, isn't it?
The only people who care about NGP at this point right now are hardcore gamers. They don't give a shit about it. True. Like, they're not... If they want to steal thunder from, like, the actual, like, mainstream... It's got to be like an actual console. NGP did not make news headlines when that shit was announced.
No,
it's just like I'm sorry, portables. If it's not Nintendo, does not get covered.
You got to thank the 3DS for that though. The 3DS stole a lot of NGP thunder.
Yeah, just because it's Nintendo. It's like, hey, new handheld you're gonna spend money on,
right?
And wield it. But my big thing I think is it's not Nintendo. It's the PC that's putting pressure on Microsoft and Sony.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That will run things way better looking than what your consoles do.
Oh my god, Witcher 2 looked amazing.
Exactly. Crysis 2 looks fucking way better on PC. Portal 2.
Portal. Yeah.
Looks way fucking better on
even
PC.
Even on my 4 or 5 year old PC that I bought off of Woot.com for $380, it looks better. It looks miles better.
And what Sony and Microsoft have going for them right now is a lot of PC developers are programming and developing with those consoles in mind. And if they hold out for another 2 years and let the PC just fucking take over, I don't know the market might not be there, sure, but no one's gonna, if the PC is that much more powerful and it's the same kind of pricing, like in terms of development, they're not gonna hold back.
Well, it's less, I would think, development wise.
Right now,
maybe not than the 360, but it's definitely less than the PS3 as far as like development cost, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I don't think it's I think it's basically a perfect storm of everything putting pressure on them. I think I will actually guarantee right now, make a bet that both Microsoft and Sony, if they don't make an announcement or something this year, next year, guaranteed they'll announce new hardware. Guaranteed.
I would go with that. I would agree with that. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Okay.
They have to.
Yeah, I don't think Nintendo necessarily does anything as far as their plan. I don't think this changes things. I think the only thing that you would see is maybe they kind of mention it. By the way, we're working on a new console.
That would be kind of like, man, that'd be a cheap
layout. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah.
That'd be like
I could see some specs coming out. You know, say this is what we're doing. You know, we're going to have 6 gigs of RAM, or you know, this quad core cell 2 or whatever the fuck they're going to call it. You know, I can see them throwing stuff like that out there to try and pull some hype away from Nintendo. But I mean, as far as like when they're going to release, I don't think this changes anything.
No.
I think Jeff is right. Jeff is right.
The
fact that the PC has made so many strides as far as how good stuff looks than anything, it's not even how good it looks, it's how well it performs.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Crysis 2 still runs better on a lot more people's PCs than Crysis 1 does, and it looks way better. So the way that shit, they got that shit dialed in is way better than it used to be.
And as I said, I mean, I'm running off of like a 4-year-old computer that I got for less than $400. Mm-hmm. And I play Portal 2 at max settings, and it looks a shit ton better than it does on PS3. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, still has the loading times though, but that's a source engine.
Yeah, that's the loading times are still there. I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm good.
All right.
Selective answer? Yes, kind of, maybe. That's what I get the gist.
Okay, well, here's a quick question. So with us really having the focus on what the real two have to do to answer back to the Project Cafe, who has a leg up? Microsoft or Sony?
I'd say Microsoft has a leg up only because they have the most
the most systems out there because they
I'm saying because they have the oldest hardware and their console life right now is at 6 years, which is more than usual, the usual tenor that an actual console life would last. So they can afford to announce one before Sony because, like Chris said, Microsoft's been making money off 360s since 4 years ago. Sony has not. So that's the reason I'm giving the leg up to MS because they can afford to actually make this announcement.
Yeah.
And say it's backwards probably, that's fine, and give a year to Nintendo to do whatever they want and then release this and make money off their 360, where Sony...
And let me tell you, this whole thing with PSN, you can bet that was damaging.
Oh, massive.
That hurt them so much.
That was
sad.
Damaging to Sony's pocket.
Massive.
That is, it may not be on the scale of the 3-year warranty thing that Microsoft did. We might not be talking about $1.1 billion, but we're talking hundreds of millions of people.
And it comes down to what have you done for me lately? The Microsoft thing happened early in its life cycle. This happened late in PS3's life cycle.
And that's not good. That hurts. That's crippling, that's actually.
But I think they'll obviously be fine. I mean, it's a PlayStation brand. It's
The brand is still strong. I don't think I don't think it's going to affect them as the only thing that it affected is the fact that they're is their pocketbook now. That's what it affected.
Yeah.
They had to pay out some money. Sure, they may have lost a few users here and there, but I don't think it's enough to make a difference.
No,
and I'm sorry, SOCOM 4, because you had no hope.
Oh God! No kid, man.
If any
poor
game
Zipper,
fucking
dude.
Got hurt by this, yeah, it's Zipper and those guys. Man.
Yeah,
those
Zipper
guys
just got
sucks.
Fucked.
Yep. They're like, fucked. Maybe we should go multi-platform.
Ouchie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Cool deal.
Cool.
All right. Hey, should we do some new releases?
Why not?
Yeah, we should actually.
Let's see if this shit works. How is Big Pete? Let's find out.
First up this week, we have Dirt 3, so that should be a good treat for racing fans there. And this is supposed to go back more towards rally racing routes, hopefully gets rid of a lot of the trucks and that stupid fucking trailer trash dude bro bullshit interface they had before.
Peter Moore?
I guess one of the other big features they're kicking off is its Gymkhana mode, so that should be interesting if nothing else.
Peter Molyneux?
Alright, elsewhere, the 3DS is getting yet another fighting game. This time it's getting Dead or Alive Dimensions, so yes, you can get anti-gravity boobs in 3D, so that should be, weird.
Pete
anyway, and on both download services should PSN be back up and running completely. Dungeons & Dragons Daggerdale is coming out. Now, this looks to be kind of like the old Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance games. It's more of an action RPG, so yeah, it might be interesting. And that's pretty much it.
I peed my pants.
Oh my God. You are totally getting hate mail for that next week, dude. You are totally getting hate mail for that.
Let's see if he changes that to his Twitter avatar.
I have a feeling you're going to get in the next new releases. There's going to be in the very beginning. It's going to be, "Hey Travis, fuck
that."
You.
That was the best. That was the best gold. Nickname I ever gave him.
That was awesome.
All right, I would fill in the gaps if there were some gaps to fill in. But the only other thing is Kung Fu Panda 2, the video game.
Dude, it's on Kinect, motherfucker. That was on our news 3 weeks
ago.
Who gas? What up?
Never.
No, it was, but yeah, it was who gas.
So what's the pick of the week this week, guys? I don't really.
Dead or Alive Dimensions, because I need something to play on my 3DS.
Are you serious,
dude? Dead or Alive is a decent fighting game. If you actually play it, and stop looking at the bouncing boobs. Better than Tekken. Sorry, Anatech.
I'm going to say D&D Daggerfall.
Yep, that was mine.
Pin arrows in your noses.
We know quality when we see it.
That's right.
There's so much of the same shit coming out. It's like The Witcher 2, D&D Daggerfall, then soon what's it called is going to come out.
Hey, at least Hunted is coming out
Dungeon
the
Siege,
following week.
Hunted.
Oh, I want that so bad.
They need to spread these games out a little bit. Not actual games in general, but genres of games and themes and content-wise.
They should, huh, Jeff?
I'm saying. What is this, fucking medieval fantasy fucking quarter?
I just kind of peeked forward to the next week. Don't buy Dead or Alive, because BlazBlue Continue and Shift 2 is coming out the following week for 3DS.
For the 3DS?
For 3DS?
Yes. That's going to look fucking cool.
No fucking way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That would be pretty fucking awesome. You know what? Yeah, I'm changing my pick.
Pick of the week.
Badass.
Save your money.
Save your money. Get either wait for next week. All right, let's do some emails. Travis, do it.
Hello, Indus. New listener, Lynx Lapdance here. Hello.
Oh, sweet. I know Lynx. I talk to him all the time in the Shoutbox.
Nice.
Yeah, he's in the Shoutbox a lot, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm posing the question, do you think that it's bad that gaming is going so mainstream? To elaborate, music went mainstream and got bad in the late 80s when rap and autotune showed up. Film went bad with rom-coms and TV with reality television shows. Is gaming going the same way with iPhone games, Farmville or whatever they call the whole Shovelville into?
There's been a lot of talk about this lately.
Yeah. And Wii games, or is gaming going to stay less mainstream and continue a bit of a quote-unquote subgenre with its hardcore base continuing to buy games that are made with quality over quantity in mind? Love the show. Your boy Declan, pronounced Declan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Lynx.
This is a
good question.
I say put this in our pocket, yo. I like this topic.
Yeah?
I'm going to say, do we have a question of the week?
Mobile gaming?
Mobile gaming?
Well, we kind of did control.
Well, no. The question of whether is gaming going too mainstream. We've always wanted gaming to be more mainstream and not a niche thing. Now it's getting there, but is it getting too mainstream?
You
want
to hold on to this? You want to talk about this next week?
I love it.
I think it's good. I could answer right now, but I think it's a good idea, too.
I want to hear from the people.
That's a good question.
Let's do that. Hey, Lynx, thanks, man. You just gave us our question of the week for the next week.
You the man, homeboy.
Your check's in the mail.
That check's in the mail.
You owe us $5.
This is what happens if you actually send in an email with the question of the week, and we actually use that for a question of the week, you get paid the same amount that we do.
It's actually a bill.
Exactly.
It's actually a bill.
So you help support Indus Fest. Put down your down payment on that fucking Ferrari you've won.
All right, what else we got, man?
Our buddy Jack Bauer, that guy that we talk to sometimes. Jack, yep.
Sometimes
hey, everyone. Just wanted to send a quick email to you all to ask you a simple question. As one of the social media managers on Retroids.com, it's a website.
Goddamn you.
Anything we can do better for you and your podcast that you think we're not doing well enough? Or is there something we're not doing at all that you'd like to see?
Talking about the people on Retroids?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
To my heart, I think our listeners and the people on Retroids are fucking kick ass. I don't think
yeah,
they do
they're
way
all
more
awesome
than
and...
they should be to begin with.
Right.
I really think that the people that are on Retroids and have in turn become like listeners of our show, I mean, they're above and beyond what I would expect from a listener of a podcast. I mean, whenever I think about the amount of content that you guys send us and like the emails that you send us and shit like that, I mean, that shit's awesome. As far as Retroids goes, I mean, I guess the only thing that I could even think about is, you know, I guess I'd like to see a little bit more attention paid to the calendar. And I mean, Jack already did that for us. Like Jack put IndusStream on the calendar for us. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of things that happen within the podcast network that we don't really know about because it's not on the calendar. And
right.
And because they don't really have, you know, they don't really put a lot of focus on the calendar. I think the calendar should have more importance. This is what's going on Retroids tonight. You know, this is what you should be paying attention to.
Right.
I mean, whenever there's special events like live shows and stuff like that, we put that shit on the front page. I mean, I think that whenever there is some sort of streaming, it should be put on the front page. I mean, people should be able to see us and get to know us, and that goes for all the podcasts.
Or anyone on Retroids, I was going to say. It doesn't matter.
And I think it's important for us as a community, I think it's important for us to know who, you know, each other are. And I think the way to do that is to use that calendar to know what's going on. And, you know, whenever there's something going on that we can – that you know, Retroids might be able to pimp, that would be a good way to strengthen the community and possibly get us out there to more people. So that is my thought.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Yeah. If anything, just pushing, yeah, get on a schedule, push each other to shit is basically, you know.
I'm nice. With that.
Yeah. That.
Chris, any voicemails this week?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Hey, guys. This is Fluffy. How are
Fluffy!
You?
Fluffy!
Hey, Fluffy! Dude,
what's happening, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm at home. Apparently, okay, this is not the first time I've said this, but I'll say it again. Apparently it's really cold, according to the TV and the radio, but I'm in shorts and a singlet, I'm fine, it doesn't bother me. But my peanut butter is not spreading on my toast, it's like, my peanut butter is too cold to spread. Not sure. It's okay, you know, it's still good, but you know how awesome it is when you got your toast, and then the butter melts on, it's like puddles of butter, and then the peanut butter melts into it, it's like liquid peanut. You know how fucking awesome, that's like the perfect bit of toast, I fucking love it. I couldn't get that.
Oh, Jesus.
sorry, I was thinking about toast. I was just watching NCIS, do you watch it? There's fucking three or four of you. One of you's got to watch it. Did you see what happened, man?
I didn't hear that. What did he say?
NCIS.
I didn't want that to happen. He was good. Why the fuck did that happen? Anyway,
what is going on?
Listen, I'm trying to decide.
He was a good lad. Definitely a good lad.
I've got work in the morning. Should I have a shower now or when I wake up?
Now,
I don't know
is
if
the
I'll
morning
wake up
you're
in time.
Shit.
No.
Yes.
I'm tired now.
I say morning, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm also wondering, should I watch something? I'm thinking, I watched Daredevil last night. Shut up, it was good. And I like it.
Love always asking us situational
I'm
fucking questions
all
when
the Batman
it's
movie.
Not going to matter.
It's like a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Superman movie. So I call, you know, the old ones. And I'm like, one of them, I'm not sure what. And I went to the comic shop today. I got some stuff.
Nerd.
Anyway. Fuck, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go now, okay?
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah. Take it easy, Fluffy.
Bye. Bye.
See you, dude.
That guy's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dog. Thanks, take your shower in the morning, man. You gotta
actually,
get
that, now that I think about it, yeah, if you're going to work,
shower in the
morning.
That's a great way to wake up, man.
Yeah, dude.
That
start that day off like brew some fucking coffee.
I was gonna say on
take
a weekend
the shower
it's bad
and get out
of the morning,
dude. Oh, it's awesome.
On the weekend's bad because the weekends like I'm like if I wake up hungover and I'm like fuck this shit, I'm spending my entire time on the fucking couch. I don't want to do shit. But going to work, definitely shower in the morning.
Shower in the morning.
Shower and a coffee.
Down with that. Height.
I don't know.
That is
anyone,
all
anyone
I have.
NCIS?
So I'm going to pass it over to Jeff because I think we got a few Indus questions.
We got a couple Indus questions here.
Do we have a couple? Cool.
We got a few. Number one from Navashin.
Right, do that shit up.
186 on the Twitters. Check him out. Follow him, by the way. If you're not following him, you're missing out on a lot of good things. He says, "Where were you on the momentous occasion when PSN had an update to change your password when you come back online?"
Where was I?
Where were you? I remember when I
was. I
was
at work.
No, you weren't. You shouldn't. Oh, yeah, you might have been.
I was turning on my PlayStation for something.
To not
to watch
update
a,
it
to,
because
to
everybody
watch a
else
Blu-ray,
was.
And then I saw, oh, there's an update. And then that's how it happened.
Nice. I also was also at work, but then I went out to a birthday shindig on that Saturday. And then someone told me, because everyone's like, oh, PSN's online. We're like, well, I'm pretty sure it's just like a password thing. It's like, no, it's actually online now. And I was like, really? And yeah, and that was about it. Anywho, his follow-up question.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was good stuff. His follow-up question. This is, this is Travis, because Travis is the Assassin's Creed guy. He says, do you think Ezio in Assassin's Creed Revelations will stab himself in the face at the end, or will he be a pussy? Will he pussy out like Snake? Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Why would he stab himself in the face?
Italians
don't
stab
don't
themselves
know.
In the face, man.
I will say I do
so.
Think we're gonna see Ezio die.
Think so?
I do think it. They're touting.
He
this,
won't
this
kill
the,
himself though. That's,
he won't kill himself.
Nah,
he'll go down in a blaze of glory in some way.
In a blaze. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm a big Bon Jovi. What up?
I don't think he's going to survive Assassin's Creed Revelations. I think we will see him die.
Good. Well, hopefully we can get on to 3 eventually because they're milking this shit like
This is what Assassin's Creed 2 3.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm okay with that, sadly. Is it so sad that I'm okay with this? Like,
no, I'm not surprised you're okay with that because you buy Call of Duty every fucking year.
This is different, dude.
I can't wait for Madden 13. It's going to be way more better than the ones before.
Way more better.
They're totally going to up the engine and graphical content, and it's going to be awesome, and it's not just going to be a roster update because roster updates are dumb, and you can do that on download. It's going to be more than that. I have already pre-ordered, and I hope to get a free copy in the mail.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, yeah. I have no defense.
Dude,
it's pretty right, yeah.
Dude, Nathan just, like, cringed when he heard you say more better.
No better.
Well, I did it on purpose.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, Shadow Haddo. Our good buddy writes in, and he says, for in his question, he says, when you wear earbud headphones, does one of them or both fall out easily? The left one is pissing me off right now.
I can't do earbuds because they fall out.
Yeah, they do with my ears too. Every once
in a while. For earbuds with me, like the actual soft part, the real cushiony part that sticks inside of your ears, whenever time I pull out the earbuds out of my ear, they get stuck in my ear, and I just pull out metal headphone. I'm like, shit, there's something in my fucking ear.
Dude, I hate when you wear the earbuds and you have an itch. You have like an itch in your ear, and you got to be like, fuck, you have to pull out the earbud and jiggle your finger in there a little bit.
No, jiggle your finger. reaching there with your pinky. I can't get it out.
Exactly.
I got to say, I love in this questions. Like, I think it's like the greatest. It's a whole new show. It's great. Right. I love it.
The big C3 writes, and he says, in his questions, what are your plans for E3 this year, if any?
Well, I guess we can announce something. Yeah,
we may or may not be doing the live reaction stream.
Yeah, we have to figure out legalities with that.
Yeah, apparently we can't actually stream the conference itself.
No.
So all of our reactions would be like 30-second delayed, and it would be really annoying that way.
What we could do is after everyone else is done broadcasting it is doing our reactions. Yeah, exactly what Chris said. It would be really delayed, or we can do it after the fact. So if people are willing to already see what happens and then just see or listen to what
our
reactions
are. You know what could
work? Riff tracks that shit, son.
That's true. Like that is totally okay.
Yeah.
So
but what could work is if they're live streaming the conference, all they have to do is pause it and then unpause it like 30 seconds later and it'll probably match up.
That's true. That's pretty ghetto.
True.
But,
it is ghetto, but you know what? It might work.
Because legally, we cannot have the stream running the same time we're doing it.
Yeah. I got a question. So, how about this? Would we have the technology to capture the actual conference and then us record
over top of it?
Over top of it and then just release it that night?
I
think you're allowed to do that because I think once it's basically done by everyone, you can put that shit up. It's public. Yeah, you can put that up on anything. So I think we could do
we
that.
Can
so
do that.
Yeah, we can just do our reaction thing. It couldn't be live.
Yeah, it wouldn't be live, but
I think we should do that. But the thing is, because
not everybody's going to watch it live.
No.
If we release it that
night.
But
the best thing, I'm going to put a proposition to yourself, Travis, Chris, and Jason, who hopefully is listening. If not, we'll just tell them in an email.
Fuck them.
If this is possible. To totally ignore E3 shit conferences until we do this and release it the next day to have our actual reactions, that would be golden. But it would be really hard not to.
I don't know if I can do that, dog.
But we could do it for Sony because we would record recording the reactions like while we're capturing the stream, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
That wouldn't be that big.
Well,
not
only because we're off, but we couldn't actually. It wouldn't be live though. The same way, we'd still have to.
Right, we'd have to encode and post it.
Yeah.
It'd probably be like the next day.
Yeah. I think we'd have to do it like with all of them. It would be harder with the other ones because
with the other ones we'd have to wait until we all got off work, which would be
and
a pain.
I will say right now,
ass.
I will do it. I will fucking not look at internet. I will not look at Twitter.
I'll be honest with you. It'll probably be blocked at my office anyway.
I can't do that.
Well, again, Travis can't do it. He won't be
Do you
part
know
of it.
Where I work? There's no way I'm not going to keep my eye on that.
All right, we'll talk
to
Jason. If he's willing to fucking block that shit out, then I'm all up for doing that because I think that would be awesome.
We'll see what happens.
To answer
your question, Big C3, we will see.
Also, Big C3's question is our plans for E3 is we're not going this year.
Correct.
Only because this
vacation time and cost.
It's vacation hobby and cost. Yeah, it's a hobby. And it's it's way too tough. It's really, really hard. We'd love to go. Like, we can
Help that we couldn't get press passes because of the whole new website restriction they put in.
Well, not everybody could. Like, a few people. Not just everybody.
Well, no, we could go, but we would not get press passes.
Oh, yeah, because they put really strict fucking bullshit on that shit. So,
moral of the story is, tell your friends about our website.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
We're updating it regularly now. I think we actually had 5 posts in the past week. That's impressive.
For what?
Our website.
Oh, yeah, on our site. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, we're
picking it up.
InteractDistractions.com. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Chance. And thank you, ASSI, for getting shit up there.
Absolutely.
Jeff, by the way, also known as Better Tomorrow.
Jeff with the J.
Jeff Waldman. He says, in his question number 1, what do you do with contest entries? Listener emails and voicemails. Save them or delete them?
Oh, we have them still.
Oh, we have them.
Yeah.
We have them. I don't see what the question is, though.
I have every email that's ever been sent to us still.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. We have them.
Think
all,
about
all
that
there,
next time you're high.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
We could go back to episode 2 and start reading emails for episode 2.
We were supposed to announce it on this show, but who won the last contest last week?
Who did? Real quick, drop it. Who won?
We haven't really done the draw yet.
We didn't do it
yet. We have to write everyone's name down.
I'm just trying to make it flow, man.
If we have time to do it tonight, we'll fucking put that shit together and announce it. If not, we'll just
Hey, Jeff, just grab the email doc. It's got everybody's name on there.
Does it?
How about this? How about we post on the newly updated website?
That's a good idea.
And we'll do that. You have to go to the website
and see if you won. What
we'll
up?
We'll put it on Twitter and we'll put it on all the websites and like that and check it out. It's question number 2. Ever thought of doing a best of show with listener submitted content?
Yeah, it's called episode 0 and episode 0.5.
That is kind of true, actually. That is all basically listener submitted content. Jeff, realistically, what more do you mean by listener submitted content?
I think he means like listeners go out and find clips and send them, and then we listen to them like live while we're recording the show and get reactions from it.
That'd be pretty funny. That's a good idea. If you want to like basically talk to one of us and explain more what you mean by that or how you want to do it, because that's what episode 0 and 0.5 technically are. But yeah, if you have something, you think something different, let us know. Because
I have
all
no
for
problem doing that. I'm super self-indulgent.
Hell yeah.
Travis, you? No.
Fuck
that's
it,
all.
Do
that's
it.
Our Innes questions, though, guys. That's
nice.
That's it for the week.
A good solid week of Innes questions. That was fun.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that's let's really do a question of the week and go home. Go to bed.
Go home.
I'm going to bed. Let's go home. Question of the week next week. Are we going to do Lynx's question?
I think we should. I think that's a great question. I think we should do it.
What was his question again?
His question was...
Give it to us, Jeff.
His question was basically, everyone for the last like few generations were bitching that games aren't mainstream.
Oh, right,
enough.
Right, right. Are they too mainstream now?
Are they now too mainstream? And is it basically hindering the industry?
Oh, I got a lot to say.
That is a good question. If you have an answer to said question, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
My Mississippi education tells me that says leet.
Really.
But it's not.
Oh, it's not?
That'd be IPP podcast.
Fuck!
Hey, Unistrike is playing The Witcher 2. Sorry.
Nice.
You can also get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O-F-F. What up, Trollware? You're not following me yet, douche.
And let's see. We've got Indus Pro, Indus Roadie, Clockwork. That's K-L-O-K-W-O-R-K, I believe. And Game Punkster and Aces High. What's the numbers at the end of Aces High?
261 Okay, we can't do this every week.
I know we can't. We can't. It's just not going to happen. We're just going to stick to the 4.
That's probably the best idea. If you'll
really
be able
is.
To figure it out somehow, one or the other.
Go to the website. You'll find all their information there.
Exactly.
You can also check us out on Facebook. That is Interactive Distractions Podcast.
.com.
And industry.
No, it's not .com. It's Facebook. Work up.
It's a website. You can also, yes, Industream, JustinTV/Indus every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Check it out. 9 to 11.
9 to 11. We did L.A. Noir and we did Witcher 2 this past week, and it was fucking awesome.
Yep. And
we might have a pretty big game next week. So.
Exclusive,
possibly. Might be possible.
Stay
exclusive.
Maybe tuned, bitches.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm good. What do you guys got? Anything before we wrap up?
No. Solid show, guys. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's call it a day.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. Please. No, seriously. Tell a few friends.
We don't want to
pick two gamers and say, hey, have you heard of Indus?
Have you heard of Indus? You want to get Indus?
You want to get Indus?
Oh, no? Okay, that's okay.
No, okay,
cool.
Never mind.
Cool. Might sound creepy if you say
If you're on iTunes or a Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that as well.
Five star, bitches.
Or one. So as long as you leave an entertaining fucking... like text with it.
If you if you leave one, at least give some constructive criticism. That's all.
Yes, and then fuck off.
Seriously. Oh, shit. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm One Star Jeff.
One Star Jeff, shut up. You're an animal.
Play your games and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good night. Week. Long weekend, what?